Double D's of NL is a Facebook group, and it's not what you think. Double D's, or Designated Drivers of NL, was created by Isabella White 3 years ago so that people who've had too much to drink can get home safely.
Like, I've heard of Uber, I've heard of, like, taxis and stuff, but, like, there's not a designated page for people to go on, and, you know, and I've been in situations where I've been downtown and I've had no money for a cab. Like, there should be a page where someone should feel safe enough to go on and be like, you know what, I'm stuck tonight, I'm literally stranded, I have no money, I feel unsafe, I feel like, you know, I'm not going to make it home, I could possibly be sleeping in a ditch, can anybody save me tonight?
White never expected the amount of positive feedback the group would receive. After 2 years and many attempts to make sure all members participating were respectful and, well, sane, the group has now just over 2,400 people. For White to ensure that the members of her group are not in harm's way, she has rules and regulations for both drivers and passengers. It is expected that everyone is respectful, messages are kept public, and money is not to be advertised.
I expect them, when they join the group, to read up on the groups, to see what the purpose of the group is, the rules and everything. And of course, like, there are people who ignore some of the rules, but the best that I can do and the best of my ability, I make sure that my members know how open I am to their concerns. So if they have any concerns, or if they have a bad experience, or someone has ripped them off or anything like that, they can come to me and I will make sure that it's dealt with.
However, not everyone likes the concept. Valley Cab dispatcher Alex Rose says he has some concerns about the group.
Well, speaking from my experience as being a taxi driver, net, I don't agree with them because of the fact of you don't know who's picking you up. At least the thing with a taxi is you know who's picking you up, right? So you could get anywhere from a psychopath to a wonderful grandmother.
Rose says that there are standards that each taxi driver needs to meet when being hired. With a group like Double D's of NL, it is difficult to be sure that your driver can be trusted.
Like with us, now, in order for anyone to drive a cab with us, they have to have a certificate of conduct, which goes to the boss and stuff like that, and it trickles down until, and if you got something on your certificate of conduct or your abstract, they're not going to hire you.
Even if you're in a tight spot and can't afford a cab, Rose says there are safer means of transportation.
There's always an option as well if you're in a tight spot. I know with our company, we try to do the best we can for customer service. So, and I'm after answering the phone many times where people were in a tight spot and didn't have any money, and we charge them a cab.
Despite these concerns, Double D's of NL still continues to get people home safely and continues to grow. For Kicker News, I'm Ashley Shepherd.